With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. This year's nine-day gun deer season opener is just about on par with the same point last year. Total license sales are down less than 0.5% from last year, while harvest numbers are up nearly 4%. With the new deer management units in the Northern Forest Zone, DNR Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says there won't be exact numbers to compare harvests in that area for a couple of years.
In general terms, it seems, as we're seeing with the rest of the state, relatively close. You know, it's a, you know, harvest patterns from where we, you know, what we saw last year.
The snow falling today will greatly change conditions for the second weekend. Snow on the ground generally means more successful conditions, but if it's still snowing and windy, hunters may be less likely to be out in those conditions.
Oftentimes we kind of just round up and say when we have snow cover on opening weekend, you know, it can influence the harvest by, you know, 10%. It's really hard to predict. It's all we can hope at this point is that it will improve opportunity as long as the conditions hold out and you know, after the storm passes, you know, it'll just provide better conditions and it'll keep more people out hunting in the second half of the season.
As WXPR reported earlier this year, a 24-year-old hunter in Fond du Lac County died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the chest. The DNR's preliminary investigation shows he was hunting from a tree stand when the gun went off accidentally. Another hunter was injured in Grant County when he was accidentally shot in the butt by a stray bullet. He is expected to recover. Park Falls police are investigating a death Tuesday evening. A release from the Park Falls Police Department says a report of a deceased person came in at 8:52 p.m. When officers arrived, they found an adult dead outside of a residence in the 1200 block of Saunders Avenue. The cause of death has not been determined, and the investigation is ongoing. Park Falls police say there is no danger to the public. A suspect is in custody after a string of threats made to Triggs Grocery Store in Tomahawk. Tomahawk police say the threats happened Sunday and Monday. A multi-jurisdictional investigation led to the arrest of Nicholas Wolf as a suspect. They're asking that anyone with information on the incidents come forward. Triggs officials extended gratitude to everyone involved, including their associates, police, and shoppers who were inconvenienced during a holiday week. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that a pair of three-judge panels hear two lawsuits that argue the battleground state's congressional maps must be redrawn because they unconstitutionally favor Republicans. Conservative justices blasted the Tuesday rulings, ordering the creation of the three-judge panels as unimaginable political maneuvering designed to benefit Democrats. The court battle in Wisconsin is playing out amid a national redistricting battle as President Donald Trump is trying to preserve a slim Republican majority in the House in next year's elections. Republicans currently hold six of Wisconsin's eight congressional districts. A newly introduced bill in Michigan aims to ease some of the financial burden many caregivers face. November is Family Caregivers Month. Crystal Blair reports.
A new AARP Michigan report shows more than 1.7 Michiganders care for a loved one, providing nearly $18 billion in unpaid support each year. Along with the physical and emotional strain, many are draining savings or going into debt to keep relatives safely at home. Jason Lachowski with AARP Michigan says that's why the organization is pushing lawmakers to act.
Here in Michigan, we are calling on state lawmakers to establish a tax credit for unpaid family caregivers, and we are very excited. A House bill was introduced the first week of November to do just that.
The credit would let caregivers claim up to $2,000 for costs like home modifications, respite care, or medical equipment. The bipartisan bill was introduced earlier this month with 23 co-sponsors and is now before the House Committee on Insurance. The push for this legislation comes as new state-specific data highlight just how much caregivers take on. The report reveals half of Michigan caregivers work full-time while providing care, and one-third report high emotional stress.
Family caregivers are taking on a lot of responsibilities like bathing and meal prep to managing medications, or handling even medical tasks. But the toll on family caregivers can be great, whether it's financial, physical, or emotional.
Lachowski says nearly half of Michigan caregivers report financial setbacks, and AARP says easing that burden keeps older adults at home longer, healthier, happier, and at a lower cost. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Krista Blair.
A Wisconsin judge charged with illegally helping an immigrant dodge federal agents is due in court for a final hearing before her trial begins. Federal prosecutors charged Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan in April with obstruction and concealing an individual to prevent arrest. They allege she led an immigrant out of her courtroom through a private door after learning agents were in the courthouse looking to arrest him. Dugan's trial is set to begin December 15th. Prosecutors and attorneys are scheduled to meet today to discuss juror screening questions and other procedural matters. Michigan's Gun Violence Prevention Task Force is calling on the state to ban assault weapons, close a concealed pistol license loophole, and increase the minimum age to buy guns to 21. Those are among 39 recommendations included in Monday's final report from the task force Governor Gretchen Whitmer created last year, charging members to advise state officials on the root causes and possible solutions for gun violence in Michigan. The chair of the panel said the report is not meant to be political. The director of Great Lakes Gun Rights said the report was partisan and that a gun rights advocate should have been a part of the 11-member group. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.